Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, cattle market fell on hard times again today with the live cattle making new contract lows. It was really disappointing action there for the live cattle, as well as feeder cattle. But the live cattle really got weak here. October went down to 94.87. Now, that was down the limit at one point. Then it rallied back right before the close to only be down about 2.87 at 95 cents. But really disappointing there. December at 99.85, down 2.37. The backlog of cattle are just backing up in the feedlot as feeders who have cattle that should be on the show list are waiting for maybe higher prices in the next week. But that's kind of a counterproductive system there, or activity there, is the next week we have more cattle. So the show list sizes seem to be getting bigger. If you look at the spread between choice boxed beef and live cattle, it's near a record here. We've had other times in the past where we've had a pretty big spread. But right now it's extremely wide. If you go back and look at averages, it's usually your $70 or $80. Right now it's about $119. So a really big spread there between the box beef and then the front month live cattle. Feeder cattle were under pressure as well. We had the October, which is now the front month, down $1.07 at $133.32. That is not quite to the lows following the Tyson fire, but we're getting close to it.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Grain markets finished today, session week here. We had corn down 3, made new contract lows today that put December all the way down to 353, and we're reaching levels that are considered oversold at this point. Beans were down as well, down 4 at 857 in the November beans. Chicago wheat down 3 to 4. Kansas City wheat down 3 to 6 cents. Several private estimates have come out on the corn and bean crops this year. It seems like most generally the direction is increasing the production for corn and maybe decreasing a little bit for beans. But Informa this morning said 169.6 bushels per acre. That was up from their previous estimate of 167.8. The bean yield 48.4, slightly higher than the 48.2 on their last estimate. Their total corn production was 13.906 billion bushels and total beans of 3.671. They cut their bean acres due to lower acres. And then also we had an export report this morning that was a little bit negative at 250,000 tons for corn as old and new crop combined, where they were looking for 500 to 800. So it was actually about half of what the low end was. So it was really disappointing there for corn, and that's why we made new lows in corn futures today. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.